Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great
state
again.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning at this time, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
One of your many hats is that of professor at Wayne State University. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton held a rally there on Monday. Clinton told the crowd that we can expect positive messages from her in this final stretch of the presidential campaign. There are still people frustrated by the economy on both sides of the political aisle. Any risk of the positive view of things frustrating some Michigan voters?
Well, I think the real risk is that she'll forget about the positive part of the messaging. I think people are probably desperately hungry for something, some positive reason to vote for either one of these people. And the trouble is that negative campaigning, negative advertising works. It doesn't work to switch people. It works to depress people and have them stay home. And people sort of tend to pour it on in the last weeks of a campaign. Now, this campaign is so different. It's basically Donald Trump running against Donald Trump and losing. And the first rule of politics is when your opponent's destroying himself, you get out of the way. So maybe she'll try to do some positive messaging and maybe it'll resonate. We'll just have to see.
An investigation by the Detroit Free Press found that the state may have overpaid for bottled water, water filters, and other supplies it bought in response to the Flint water crisis. The state reportedly relied on one out-of-state supplier, Home Depot, and failed to negotiate the same rates that the federal government was able to get. The excess is estimated to be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Is this going to get serious attention from legislators in Lansing, or will it become just a needle in the haystack of problems related to the crisis in Flint?
I think this is about a lot more than Flint. I think it deserves a lot of serious attention from the public. It sort of is a hallmark of the main flaw in the Snyder governing model. Again, he had an out-of-state firm with ties to a member of his administration, got all the business. It cost the state a great deal of money. The federal government, which doesn't always get praised for its economic prudence, got a much better deal than the state of Michigan did. There's no oversight. Governor Snyder and his administration seem to have a learning curve that doesn't curve. And my only question is, with the presidential campaign and everything else going on, how much attention will be paid to this? But again, for the state of Michigan and the citizens of Flint, it's kind of like a blow falling on another bruise.
The Detroit Public Schools are looking for a few good teachers, more than a few, actually. The city has 200 openings, and teachers across the state held rallies last week calling for more public school funding. Teaching in cash-strapped districts can be a tough job, and salaries can be low or even stagnant. Is there something more to be done to attract new talented teachers than just adding money to the system alone?
Oh, I suppose limousines might help. Detroit Public Schools, anyone who does teach there, especially if they're successful, probably deserves some kind of presidential medal. We're talking about schools where heating is inadequate, where there are rodents around, and often they don't have bathroom supplies. Mayor Duggan did an inspection trip of some of these schools last winter and was scandalized, little kids wearing their heavy coats. And plus, Detroit teachers make less than teachers just about anywhere else, plus having to teach in these conditions. I'm not at all surprised. It depends on whether we as a state are committed to public education or not. The Constitution says we have an obligation to provide all these children with an education. We haven't been doing it. The legislature gave Detroit schools some money to sort of start over and get out from under their debt, but not as much money as the governor thought they needed to succeed, and did nothing to halt the unchecked, irresponsible proliferation of charter schools. So I hope some very good people want to go teach in the Detroit public schools, but it is a burden that you don't have elsewhere.
Jack, thanks a lot.
Great to talk with you this morning.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 to talk about the latest in Michigan news and politics. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.